This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Tens of thousands of Lebanese have packed into central Beirut for the biggest anti-government demonstration since supporters of the militant Hezbollah group rampaged through their main protest site last week. The demonstration on Sunday came hours after a much smaller rally of thousands was held in support of Lebanon's president and foreign minister, two of the main targets of the anti-government protests. Protesters in Iraq's capital and the country's south shut down streets and government offices in a new wave of civil disobedience on Sunday. Demonstrations broke out on October 1st in outrage over rampant corruption and unemployment in Iraq. They were met with a violent crackdown that left dozens dead. Iran's supreme leader on Sunday again ruled out negotiations with Washington. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Sunday, a day before the 40th anniversary of the hostage crisis at the former U.S. embassy in Tehran, that Iran will not yield to pressure imposed by its longtime foe, the United States. He added that holding talks with Washington will not solve Tehran's problems. He is quoted by state TV as saying that one way to block America's influence is to ban any talks with America. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Tens of thousands of Islamists in a protest camp in Pakistan's capital are awaiting a deadline set by their leader, calling for the prime minister to resign. Cleric Maulana Fazlur Rehman led a caravan of supporters to Islamabad last week in a bid to pressure Imran Khan to step down, calling him an illegitimate ruler. Rehman has hinted he could direct his partisans to march on the seat of Pakistan's government and force Khan's resignation. Khan says he has no plans to quit. You're listening to VOA News. Riot police stormed several malls in Hong Kong on Sunday to stop pro-democracy protests. However, violence did break out when a knife-wielding man slashed several people and bit off part of the ear of a local pro-democracy politician. Media reports say five people were injured, including two in critical condition. Nigel Farage, the pro-Brexit campaigner, says he will not stand in the Britain's snap election, instead devoting his time to campaigning against Boris Johnson's EU withdrawal deal. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Nigel Farage, the Brexit campaigner and leader of the UK's upstart Brexit Party, has said he will not run in the country's snap election. Farage is opposed to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's EU withdrawal deal, saying it binds the UK too closely to EU political objectives. His decision to field candidates in 600 constituencies in next month's election is a potential setback for Johnson, as it risks splitting the vote of Brexit supporters. But on Sunday, the Prime Minister said his deal was the only way to get Brexit done. Johnson also said it was a matter of deep regret that the UK had not left the EU on October the 31st, as he had pledged.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Air quality has dropped to its worst recorded level this year in New Delhi and nearby cities, with a thick haze hanging over the Indian capital. Reuters' Imer McCarthy has more.
Blanketed in a thick haze, a public health emergency was declared in Delhi as air quality dropped to its lowest recorded level this year on Sunday. In most areas of the city and surrounding areas, the air quality index breached the 999 mark, which, according to experts, is akin to smoking 40 to 50 cigarettes a day. Anything above 400 poses a risk for people with respiratory illnesses and can also affect those with healthy lungs.
That's Reuters' Imer McCarthy reporting. President Trump has made no secret of his disdain for the Paris Climate Agreement. Now he's in a position to actually get out. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
My job is to represent the people of Pittsburgh, not the people of Paris.
That was President Trump speaking in Pittsburgh about 2 weeks ago. But he's been talking about getting out of the Paris Climate Agreement for more than 2 years. Starting Monday, he can finally formally start doing something about it. The deal took effect on November 4, 2016, and stated that no country can withdraw in the first 3 years. Now the president can send a letter to the United Nations that begins the withdrawal process. It will take a year and become official the day after the 2020 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.